At 8:22, I'm Sam Baker with a special report from KERA News. A year ago today, a gunman targeting police disrupted a peaceful rally in downtown Dallas. 5 officers were killed, 9 other officers, and 2 civilians were hurt. Here's how those first 24 hours sounded in Dallas.
It started out as what was to me the biggest and most inspiring rally I'd have been to in Dallas.
Enough is enough!
My name is Jamie Hart, and I am from southern Mississippi, but I live in Dallas, Texas. I'm 33 years young. What I would like to see change, or what I would like to see happen, is the same effort that was given to destroying black lives and black communities, that effort be matched only by an effort to restore and empower black lives and black communities.
And everything was peaceful and beautiful until the end of the march.
Somebody's really armed to the teeth.
Oh my God. There's people laying on the ground. I hope they're just hiding.
I think another officer's down around the corner over here. They got SWAT over here. I can't really get any closer. I'm safe, man. Don't worry about it.
At 8:58, our worst nightmare happened. Dallas Public Safety, Dallas Police Department, DART officers were fired upon by shooters. I'm sad to say that we have deceased, and it is a heartbreaking moment for the city of Dallas.
We had an exchange of gunfire with the suspect. We saw no other option but to use our bomb robot and place a device on its extension for it to detonate.
This police department trained in de-escalation far before cities across America did it.
We are heartbroken. There are no words to describe the atrocity that occurred to our city. All I know is that this must stop.
I would ask that if you're at your home or at your office or at your school, to join us today at noon in that spirit of prayer, to bring our city together and our country together, to heal wounds, not create them.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a song that says, reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this a better place if you can. And I know you can.
And turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Heal America. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen.
That was Bishop T.D. Jakes at a citywide prayer service after the shootings. Richie Butler is pastor of St. Paul United Methodist Church, just a few blocks from the shooting site. He spoke with Rick Holter for our Friday conversation.
What made that moment in Thanksgiving Square with police, city leaders, faith leaders so galvanizing?
There were people who I know would never come together under any other circumstance. And it's unfortunate that tragedy will bring us together, but it did.
What surprised you most in the days after the shootings?
Despite the weight and the pain and anxiety, I think there was also within that moment a sense of hope. People rallied. You know, we came together. How do we take this moment and make it into a movement?
A year later, do you feel that effort has had an impact on the streets? Do young black men and the parents of young black men in the city feel like the equation has changed?
It's like creating a snowball effect. You got to get one snowflake at a time. And I think what we're trying to do is build momentum. As an African-American man who has a 13-year-old son, when we think about some of the issues between particularly blacks and police, there's still fear and still concern. But I think we've got to figure out how to work together to calm some of those fears and to address some of the underlying issues.
What did you say to your son after July 7th?
I said to my son and to my daughter, one, that violence is not the solution or answer to your anger and your rage. But it also reflects that if we as a community are not listening to those muffled voices who are angry, who are frustrated, those on the streets, then they will cry out. And that cry sometimes results in violence. And so, you know, I encouraged, you know, my son, you know, to voice and to articulate his concern and frustration in a proactive and positive manner. And also, you know, wanted to encourage him, we have to become more educated and more engaged, you know, in how we change our system and improve our community. And if you're silent and if you're apathetic and not engaged, then you're as much culpable than those, you know, who are trying to keep you down.
I talked with Mayor Mike Rawlings, and here's what he said.
We are a divided city at times in regards to race. We're segregated like I don't like it to be. The question is, are we healthy in going through it? And were we healthy in that march that night? Were the protesters, did they do the right thing? And I think they did. And did the police protecting them do the right thing? And I think they did.
Richie Butler, a year after the shootings, are we still a divided city?
I think there is a real sense of division. Race is one. I think there are socioeconomic challenges. I mean, there is a clear division between the haves and the have-nots. As a former athlete, you know, one of the things I recognize is if a team is divided, I don't care how talented, I don't care how resourceful, I don't care how many dollars you pour into it, if they're not on the same page, that team cannot win. We've got to galvanize and recognize that. If not, as Dr. King said, we'll ultimately perish as fools. And under my watch as a pastor, I'm going to fight like hell. And if that means actually loving the hell out of some people to advance the ball and move it forward, that's what we will do.
Richie Butler, pastor of St. Paul United Methodist Church in downtown Dallas, thanks for taking the time.
It is my pleasure. Thank you for having me today.
Today at 1, a special edition of Think looks into the lessons learned over the last year. And you can find a list of today's commemoration events at kerranews.org.